الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we're reading the seventh condition, and that is دخول الوقت, the entrance of the time. That from the conditions of the correctness of the prayers, that the time it must enter. We have seen that the five daily prayers, they have times that are well known, they're prescribed, and their prayers are obligatory in these specific times, and that the prayer will not be accepted if it's performed before its time, and it is not allowed to delay it beyond its time likewise, except in certain circumstances and situations where a person will have a legislative excuse. So just as the obligatory prayers in one day and one night are five, then likewise the times as well are five. And each time it has a beginning and it has an ending. Each time it has a beginning for the time of that prayer to enter, and likewise it has an ending whenever the time of that prayer it ends. Whenever the time of that prayer it ends. So the obligatory prayers are five, so likewise the times for the obligatory prayers, they are five. But in certain circumstances, they could be considered three. And this is whenever it's allowed to combine between the Dhuhr and the Asr. These two times will become one time in certain circumstances. And likewise, whenever it's allowed to combine between Al-Maghrib and Isha, these times as well will become one time in the right of certain individuals in certain circumstances. So in detail, there are five times and could be considered three times in certain circumstances. In certain circumstances. Again, to emphasize, the one who prayed before the proper time, whether he did that on purpose or on accident, his prayer will not be accepted and he must repeat it in the proper time. If he did that on purpose, then he is considered sinning, along with the fact that he has to repeat it. And if it was on accident, then he's not held accountable for his sin. But no doubt that prayer will not be correct and he will have to repeat it. So the author, he mentioned a number of evidences with regards to this. From the clearest of them in the Book of Allah is a statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَقُوتًا, that indeed the prayer has been prescribed, that indeed the prayer has been made obligatory upon the believers in prescribed times, that indeed the prayer has been made obligatory upon the believers in prescribed times, in prescribed times. And the author, he mentioned other evidences from the Quran likewise, and we have discussed some benefits related to them in the previous class. But as for what he mentioned in the beginning, what dalilu min as-sunnah, and the evidence from the sunnah, the author, he referred to Hadith Jibreel, أَنَّهُ أَمَّا النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي أَوَّلِ الْوَقْتِ وَفِي آخِرِهِ, that in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, that he led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the prayer one day in the beginning of the time and another day in the end of the time. And then he said, Ya Muhammad, as-salatu ma bayna hadayni al-waqtayn, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayer is between these two times. And it has preceded that this was on the morning of the night, the morning after the night of the Al-Isra and the Mi'raj, after the obligation of the five daily prayers were prescribed. After the obligation of the five daily prayers were prescribed, the next day, Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he led him in each prayer, beginning with the Dhuhr prayer, in the beginning of the time. And then he came again the next day, and he led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again in each prayer, but this time at the end of the time. And then he mentioned what the author is referring to, that the prayer is between these two times, clarifying these prescribed times. And we have seen that Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, in his commentary and interpretation of some of those verses that we studied, he mentioned that the Sunnah has clarified the details of these affairs, and that the Muslims, they were upon that from that day until this day, generation after generation, meaning in his time, and likewise alhamdulillah continuing to today. So this evening, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will read some of these narrations. specifically that which the author he's referring to, the hadith of Jibreel, so that those who know these narrations, they can review them and remember them and be firm with regards to them and steadfast upon that. And others, those who have not read these, then it will be new information for them and a benefit. Clarifying, just as the Salaf they used to mention, أَنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ كَانَ يَنْزِلُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالسُّنَّةِ كَمَا كَانَ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْقُرْآنِ. That Jibreel, he used to descend on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reveal to him the sunnah. And reveal to him the sunnah in the same manner that he would descend upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reveal to him the Quran. And that the sunnah is revelation, just as the Quran is revelation. And no doubt the status of the Quran and the fact that it's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His words, it has a greater virtue and a greater right. And we are required to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting it. And there is reward for each letter in the recitation. And the virtue of the Quran is great. But with regards to establishing the rulings in al-Islam and the legislation of the deen, then the Quran and the Sunnah, they were equal in this aspect. They are equal in this aspect. That's why they call them al-wahyan, al-Qur'an wa sunnah. Al-Qur'an wa sunnah, al-wahyan. They are the two revelations. So the Qur'an is revelation, no doubt about that, the speech of Allah. But likewise the sunnah as well as revelation. No doubt about that. Revelation from the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not speak from his desires. Indeed, it is only a revelation that is revealed to him. So the sunnah likewise is revelation. And this is from the clarification of that these prescribed times, they were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, Jibreel, he came and descended upon him and led him in prayer, showing him by action, showing him by application. So with regards to the times of the salawat, yani mawaqit as-salat, there are a number of narrations. But from the most important aspect of these narrations, there are these narrations that Jibreel alayhi salam, he led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in prayer for 2 days, clarifying the beginning and the ending of the prayers. The beginning and the ending of the prayers. This has been narrated by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma and others. By Ibn Abbas in Tirmidhi, and likewise Sunan Abi Dawood. And it has been narrated by also Jabir, radiallahu anhu, and this is collected by An-Nasa'i and other than them. So this issue here, the fact that Jibreel, he descended on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and led him in prayer in this manner, clarifying the times of the prayer, this was in the very beginning of the obligation. Rather, in the first of the obligation, just after Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj, the very next day, which was in the time of the Meccan period, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's still in Mecca, before Hijrah. And then likewise, there are other narrations also narrated by Buraid ibn Husayb, and also by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and asked him about the times of the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him to stay here and to wait. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led the believers in prayer the first day and the beginning of the time. And then the next day and the end of the time. And he mentioned similarly what Jibreel, he mentioned to him alayhi salatu wa sallam. He mentioned to the man, he said that the prayer is between these two times. So there are evidences from the Sunnah where Jibreel, he led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarifying these times 2 days in a row, clarifying the beginning and the ending of the times by application. And there are narrations likewise where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led his companions 2 days in a row. 2 days in a row in the clarifying the beginning and the endings of these particular times in application. An application. Then there are many other evidences likewise in the Sunnah where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the times. He will mention the times himself and from his statements sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we read some of these narrations and seek an understanding from this affair to see the clarification. But before that, we review briefly the general rulings with regards to the time. The general ruling with regards to the times of the prayer. The Dhuhr prayer, as has preceded, it comes in whenever the sun, it reaches the peak of the sky. whenever the sun, it reaches the middle of the sky. It rises from the east, and it will continue to rise until it reaches the middle of the sky. At this time, the shade will continue to move and to decrease and decrease and decrease until the sun reaches the middle of the sky. Depending on where a person is in the world, would depend on how short the shade becomes. But it will decrease and decrease until it stops. Until it stops, whenever the sun gets to the middle of the sky. Whenever the sun gets to the middle of the sky, then it will start to go to the west, and then the shadow will start to move again and increase. The shadow will start to move again and increase. At this time, the dhuhr begins. At this time, the dhuhr begins. And then the dhuhr continues until that shade, not the whole shade, but the point from where the shade stopped and started moving again. So we have to look at the shade from two aspects. Whenever the sun stops in the middle of the sky, just before dhuhr, there's a portion of shade left. This shade here is called Fay'u Zawal. This is the shade at the time of the Zawal. So this one is not counted. We're going to be counting the shade from this point on to determine how long Dhuhr lasts and when the Asr comes in. So we don't count that portion. We count after that portion. So whenever the portion of the shade, and after that portion, becomes as long as a person or as long as everything, as long as that stick, if we have a stick in the ground, and we're watching the shade, whenever it stops, if we put a mark there, then it begins to move again from that point all the way till that shade becomes the same length as that object. At this time, whenever the shade becomes the same length as that object, the dhuhr finishes and the asr enters. The dhuhr finishes at this time and the asr enters. So whenever the shade becomes the length of that thing, the length of an object, whenever the shade becomes the length of an object, at this time, the dhuhr is finished and the asr enters. But what is intended by the length of the object, any the shade that is measured after the zawal, not the whole shade itself. This is an important point. Not the whole shade of something, but the shade that is left after the zawal. Whenever that portion of the shade becomes the distance, the same distance as the object, equal to the object, at this time, the asr it has entered. At this time, the asr, it has entered. So it's important to know the time of the asr, because the prayer is not correct if one prayed before that. And likewise to know whenever the dhuhr ends, because the person he will be sinning if he delayed it outside of the time without a legislated excuse. So this is how to identify. This is what is mentioned in these narrations. And the asr will continue until that shade now becomes twice as long as the object. Until that shade becomes twice as long as the object, or until the sun begins to fall and it becomes very bright and yellowish, a yellowish and red color. And it starts to change colors. Whenever the beginning of the asr comes, the sun will be high in the sky and it will be bright and white and very clear. And then as it comes down, it will start to turn a red and yellow color. At this time, it's called Isfirar, Ishams. So whenever the color changes and whenever the shade of something becomes twice its length, this is almost the exact same time. This is whenever Asr goes out. The Asr goes out at this time, and the time that you're supposed to pray, the time that it's allowed to pray. And then after that time, until the sunset, it's time to pray for those who have an excuse. And remember that the asr, it has two times. The asr has two times. Waqtu al-ikhtiyar wa waqtu al-ittirar. The time you're allowed to pray it. If you pray it any time in that time, it's proper and correct, and there's no sin. But as for the one who delayed it until after the shade of something becomes twice its length, or until after the sun changes colors in this manner, the isfirar, the one who delays it to this time without an excuse, now his prayer will be considered correct, but he's sinning. His prayer will be considered correct, but he's sinning. So this is specific with the Asr prayer. As for the Dhuhr prayer, the whole time, from the time of the Zawal all the way until the time that the shade of something becomes its length, all of this is time for Dhuhr. Whether one prayed it in the beginning or in the middle or in the end, he fulfilled the obligation and there's no blame on him. Although the virtuous time in general is the first time. But if a person, he did not pray it in the first time, he prayed it in the middle time, it's allowed for him. He prayed it in the end time, it's allowed for him. Before the time goes out, it's allowed for him. And likewise with the Asr time, when it comes in, before the Isfirar al-Shams, before that period, whenever the proper time goes out. One present in the beginning or in the middle, in the end of that time, he has performed the rite properly and there's no sin upon him. There's no sin upon him. The best time is to pray it in the earliest time, but it's not an obligation. But it's not obligation. If he delayed it past that time, yani whenever the sun changes colors or whenever the shade of something becomes twice its length, which is approximately the same time, then at this time, between that time and between the sunset, this is the time that it's allowed to still pray Asr for those who have excuses. And if one were to delay it to that time without an excuse and pray it in that time, then he's sinning along with the fact that the prayer is considered correct and he performed in time, but he's sinning. It's not allowed to delay it to this time. Whenever the sun hits the horizon, now this time is a time whenever the prayer is prohibited to pray. This is from Awqat al-Nahi, the time when it's prohibited. Whenever the sun actually hits the horizon, until it goes beyond the horizon. Whenever the top of the sun goes under the horizon, at this time the Maghrib begins. The Maghrib begins whenever the top of the sun goes under the horizon. Not under the buildings, not under the trees, not under the mountains, under the horizon. So there's a difference between trees and the sky. There's a difference between buildings we see on the horizon or the mountains we see on the horizon, the actual horizon of the earth. Whenever the sun, the top of the sun, yani the top of the sun, the disk goes below the horizon, now the Maghrib begins. The Maghrib continues until the redness in the sky goes away, yani darkness settles in. So as the sun is going down, even after it has set, the light will still be there. And as it's going down, the light will get darker and darker, and the sun and the sky will begin to change colors. As is well known, the beautiful sunsets that we see, it will change colors until dark slowly starts to settle in. But even whenever dark settles in, it doesn't come all at once. There's still light in the sky. Sometimes there's white. There'll be a white in the sky, and then there's a red in the sky, and then it will slowly get darker and darker until all that color is gone entirely. Whenever that color is gone, that humrah, the red, is called a shafiq. Whenever that is gone, now the Isha has entered. Now the Isha has entered. That's the time for Isha, not before that. Whenever the shafiq, whenever the red color in the sky goes away and the darkness is settled, now the Isha begins. And it continues until the middle of the night. Whoever prayed Isha in any of these times, after this, the shafiq goes away, the red goes away, and the first of the night, or in the first of that time, or in the middle of that time, or into the end of that time, which is in the middle of the night, and the middle of the night is decided and determined by counting the hours between the sunset and the entrance of Fajr, dividing that, the middle of that time is the middle of the night. So some people may think here in America, they say the midnight, 12 o'clock. But 12 o'clock midnight is not always midnight, in reality. So what is considered here is the true time. So to find that true time, you have to divide the time between the sunset and the sunrise. And then you will find the middle of the night. So it's allowed to pray until the middle of the night. After that, it's not allowed to pray Isha. The Isha time ends. This is called the Waqt al-Ikhtiyari. And the majority of the people in Allah, they're of this opinion, that there's two times likewise for Isha. So the one who prayed at this time, any of these times, in the beginning, in the middle, or in the end, then his prayer is correct. The one who delayed it past the middle of the night without an excuse, then he's sinning. But if he prayed the prayer at that time, although he's sinning, his prayer will be considered correct. So from the middle of the night until the rising of the sun is the second time for Isha. So Isha has also waqt al-ikhtiyar wa waqt al-ittirar. Waqt al-ikhtiyar is the proper time to perform it. The one who performs it in that time, he has fulfilled the obligation and there's no sin upon him and no blame upon him. As for the one who delays it after that time to the waqt al-ittirar, which is the time of necessity, without an excuse, then his prayer is considered correct, but he's sinning. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this time is not even considered, right? If he didn't perform it in that time, after that time, the prayer is finished and he'll be making it up and not performing it in the right time. But Allah knows best. The majority of the scholars, they mentioned that there's two times here. The Isha is preferred, if possible, without bringing hardship on the community or on the people, to pray it a bit later. And this was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he preferred that. And he mentioned that it's the proper time for that prayer. لَوْلَا أَن يَشُقَ عَلَى أُمَّتِي. So even he himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not pray the prayer at that time every day. Rather, he prayed that prayer at that time, one time, or in the likes, and clarified that this is a virtuous time. Other than that, he would look at the community. If they had come early, he would pray early. If they came later, he would pray later, according to the condition of the people. So likewise, we look at the condition of the people, what's easiest for them. What's easiest for them, this is what is better. But if a person, he were alone, or a woman is in her home, or a person, he's traveling, or a person, he's not praying in the jama'ah because of a reason that is prescribed for him, then if it's possible, he'll delay the Isha until a bit later, not at the first time, and this is better and more virtuous. But it's not an obligation. And again, this virtue is in general. As for in cases where this would bring hardship on the majority of the people and the community and the likes like this, then it would not be considered the most virtuous time or the most recommended time. Rather, that which is suitable for the people to gather, this is the time that is recommended. So the Isha is like the Asr. It has two times: a time that is proper and good, and the time that is for necessity. And the time of necessity, it continues from the middle of the night until the rising of the Fajr, the true Fajr. As for the Fajr, then it begins with the rising of the Fajr, yani the true Fajr. Yani tulu' al-Fajr is sadiq. Not the first Fajr, but the second Fajr. Whenever it's not allowed to eat for those who are fasting. At this time, the Fajr, it begins. This is the time for the Fajr prayer, and it continues until the sun rises. What do they mean by the sun rises? Until the sun begins to rise. Whenever the sun, it cracks the horizon, at this time the time for Fajr has finished. At this time the Fajr has finished. So whenever the sun is rising, it will rise. The daylight will begin to be seen, but the Fajr will still be in. This is called al-isfar. Asfara yusfiru isfaran. Meaning that the daylight is coming in, but the sun has not risen. So this will continue. The Fajr time will continue, and from the darkness and at the very beginning all the way to even the daylight is seen until the sun rises enough. It starts to come through the horizon. At that time, it's finished. That's called al-ishraq, al-shuruq, waqt al-shuruq. Whenever the sun, now the top of the sun cracks above the horizon, begins to rise. At this time, this is also from the time it's prohibited to pray. So at that time, The Fajr is out. Whoever prayed it in between the time of the rising of the Fajr until the rising of the sun, meaning the beginning of the rising of the sun, then he had prayed the Fajr prayer in the proper time. Although what is preferred with regards to the Fajr is to pray it at its earliest time, and to pray it long until a person, he will leave the prayer, and then it would start to, the light would start to show. Because of the length of the recitation, this was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in general, all the prayers is preferred for them to be prayed at the earliest time. At the earliest time, except for the Isha prayer. And likewise, except for the Dhuhr prayer in times whenever it is extremely hot. Then there's another ruling for that. So these are the general times. These are the general times that are derived from these narrations. And likewise, those ayat, and he clarify these times in general, and these narrations and others from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they clarify these times here in great detail. So we have the narration of Jabir radiyallahu anhu, which is collected by Nisa'i. He says, جَاءَ جِبْرِيلَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam حِينَ زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ فَقَالَ. And this is the day after the Isra wa Mi'raj. He says that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever the sun, it moved from the middle of the sky. فَقَالَ قُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ فَصَلِّ الظُّهُرَ حِينَ مَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. So then he said to him, stand, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pray dhuhr. And this was whenever the sun, it moved from the middle of the sky. As soon as the sun, it moved from the middle of the sky. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ حَتَّى كَانَ فَيْءُ رَجُلِ مِثْلَهُ جَاءَهُ لِلْعَصْرِ. فَقَالَ قُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَصَلِّ عَصْرِ. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he remained waiting until the shade of a man was the length of his body. And then Jibreel, he came at for Asr time. And he said, stand, arise, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and pray the Asr. And so this is clarifying the time for Asr. When is that? Whenever the shade of a person is his length. It's his the distance of his body. Meaning that shade after the portion, not counting the shade that's already left there at the time of Zawal. If somebody didn't count that shade, he's going to be early. Whenever, if you have something stuck in the ground, a pole for example, or a stick for example, a tall stick, and you're watching the shade, whenever the sun gets to the middle of the sky, a portion of the shade will remain. How long that portion of shade that remains is, it depends on where a person is in the earth and the season of the year. It may be shorter or longer according to the seasons and according to where one is from the distance of the equator. From the distance of the equator. But there's going to be a portion of shade left. That is not counted here. That's not counted here to measure the distance. Whenever he's saying the distance of a person, the shade is the distance of a person. The shade is the distance of a person. And after that piece of shade, and after that portion of shade. ثم مكث حتى إذا غابت الشمس جاءه فقال قم فصلي المغرب فقام فصلاها حين غابت الشمس السواء. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remained until the sun had gone behind the horizon, and then he came and he said, stand and pray the Maghrib. And he stood sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed the Maghrib whenever the sun had gone behind the horizon, yani at that moment, sawa, yani whenever the sun set. What, right? Whenever the sun set. ثم مكث حتى إذا ذهب الشفق جاءه فقال قم فصلي العشاء فقام فصلاها. And then he waited sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the red in the sky had gone away, and then he came to him and he said, stand and pray the Isha. So he stood and prayed the Isha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma ja'ahu hina sata'a al-fajr fi subhi faqala kum ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasalli faqama fasalla al-subah. And then he came again whenever the fajr had risen at that moment, and he said, stand O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pray. So he stood up and prayed the fajr in the morning prayer. ثم جاءه من الغد. And then he came to him the next day. Jabir is narrating this affair رضي الله عنه. Then he came to him the next day صلى الله عليه وسلم حين كان فيء رجل مثله. Then he came the next day whenever the shade of a person was the same distance of his body and the same length of his body. فقال قم يا محمد فصلي فصلى الظهر. He said, stand O Muhammad and pray. So he pray the ظهر. Stand O Muhammad and pray the ظهر. And meaning on the first day, he prayed the dhuhr at the earliest time, whenever the sun reached the middle of the sky, right whenever it moved, at the earliest time. Now he's praying the dhuhr at the time of Asr yesterday. Meaning that he ended the prayer. Meaning he prayed before that and the prayer ended at this time. Because the time of dhuhr and the time of Asr is different. The one comes to an end and the other one begins. So here what is intended is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the second day, he prayed the dhuhr and he finished the prayer whenever his shade is the length of his body, like this. As for whenever he prayed asr the day before, he prayed asr at the beginning of the prayer at that time. We understand this. So this is the case here. So this is clarifying the end of the time. The dhuhr ends whenever asr begins. That's the point to make. To make it clear, Dhuhr ends whenever Asr begins. When does Asr begin? When the shade of an object becomes the length of that object. When the shade of that object reaches the length of the object. This is what is derived from this narration. It's ثُمَّ جَاءَهُ الْمَغْرِبِ حِينَ غَابَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَقْتًا وَاحِدًا. And then he came to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at Maghrib time, whenever the sun set, at the same time, one time. لم يزول عنه فقال قم فصلي فصلى المغرب. And then he did not change the time. He came at the same time from Maghrib. And then he said to him, stand and pray. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood and he prayed the Maghrib. ثم جاءه للعشاء حين ذهب ثلث الليل الأول فقال قم فصلي فصلى على العشاء. And then he came to him the next day whenever the first third of the night came, and he said, stand and pray. So therefore he prayed the Isha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم جاء للصبح هنا أسفر جدا فقال قم فصلي فصلى الصبح. And then he came to him in the morning time whenever the daylight became very clear. Then he came to him the next morning whenever the daylight became very clear, and he said, stand and pray فصلى الصبح. So then he stood and prayed the morning prayer صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال ما بين هذين وقت كله. And then he said to him, that which is between these two times is the time. All of that is the proper time. All of that is the proper time. So this is from those narrations that clarify that which has preceded. That clarify that which has preceded. Also, the other wording is in Ibn is in At-Tirmidhi, and also in Sunan Abi Dawud from the Hadith of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma. It's very similar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ammani Jibril 'inda al-bayti marratayn." Jibril, he led me in prayer in the house of Allah two times. And he mentioned the same narration with some slight differences in the wordings that benefit to identify exactly what is intended. But we just read any of these narrations in general now. These are the narrations of Jibril leading the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in prayer. Now we have the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam leading his companions in prayer. And in order to identify the time, the purpose for this is to teach. The purpose for Jibril alayhi salam leading the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in prayer is to teach him the times of the prayer. To teach him the times of the prayer. Here we have now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam leading his companions in prayer to teach them the times of prayer. To teach them the times of prayer, specifically the one who asked. Specifically the one who asked. So it has been collected by Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Buraid ibn Husayb radiyallahu anhu. He says, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا سأله عن وقت الصلاة. That a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him about the time of the prayer. فقال له صلي معنا هذين. صلي معنا هذين يعني اليومين. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to him, pray with us these 2 days. Pray with us for 2 days. Pray with us for 2 days. He asked him about the prayer, the times of the prayer. He asked him about the times of the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, stay here, pray with us for 2 days. Pray with us for 2 days. He says, radiyallahu anhu, فَلَمَّا زَانَتِ الشَّمْسُ أَمَرَ بِلَالٍ فَأَذَّنَ ثُمَّ أَمَرَ فَأَقَامَ الظُّهُرَ. So whenever the sun, it moved from the middle of the sky, he ordered Bilal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered Bilal radiyallahu anhu to make the adhan. He made the adhan, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered for the prayer to be established, and he prayed the dhuhr. ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ الْعَصْرِ وَالشَّمْسُ مُرْتَفِعَةٌ بَيْضًا نَقِيَّةٌ. And then later on, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Bilal likewise to make the adhan and to make the iqama, and they prayed the asr. Whenever the sun is high in the sky and it's pure and white, it's pure and white, meaning at the very first of the time of asr, at the very first of the time of asr. ثم أمره فأقام المغرب حين غابت الشمس. And then he ordered him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he ordered Bilal radiyallahu anhu to make the adhan and to make the iqama, and they prayed the maghrib whenever the sun went behind the horizon, and he just whenever the sun set. ثم أمره فأقام العشاء حين غاب الشفق. And then he ordered Bilal, you need to make the adhan again and to establish the prayer, and they prayed the Isha whenever the Shafiq went behind the horizon, meaning whenever the redness in the sky, the last bit of color and redness in the sky is gone behind the horizon and the darkness settles in entirely. This is the exact time whenever he prayed with them the Isha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ الْفَجْرَ حِينَ طَلَعَ الْفَجْرِ. And then he ordered him, meaning he ordered Bilal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Bilal radiyallahu anhu to make the adhan and to establish the iqama, and they prayed the fajr whenever the fajr rose, yani at the time of the rising of the fajr. At the time of the rising of the fajr. So this was the first day. All of this is clarifying the beginning of the time. All of this is clarifying the beginning of the time. فَلَمَّا أَنْ كَانَ الْيَوْمُ ثَانِي. So whenever it was the second day, he says radiyallahu anhu, أَمَرَهُ فَأَبْرَدَ بِالظُّهُرِ فَأَبْرَدَ بِهَا فَأَنْعَمَ أَنْ يُبْرِدَ بِهَا فَأَنْعَمَ أَنْ يُبْرِدَ بِهَا. Yani, so he says that whenever it was on the second day, he ordered him, yani, meaning he ordered Bilal to make the adhan, and they started and they established the prayer, but he فَأَبْرَدَ بِالظُّهُرِ فَأَبْرَدَ بِالظُّهُرِ الْإِبْرَادِ بِالظُّهُرِ. This means yani أَدْخَلَ الظُّهُرَ فِي وَقْتِ الْبَرْدِ, yani after in the middle of the day, especially in their lands. In the middle of the day, this is from the hot, the peak of the heat, the peak of the heat, and even likewise at the dhuhr time is from the peak of the heat. So whenever the sun gets starts to move, and it comes closer to the asr time, the heat, it will break, the heat will break, and it will not be as hot as it was before. It will not be as hot as it was before. That time, that's in the dhuhr time. Closer to the asr time, that's called al-ibrad. It's called the waqt al-bard. Yani whenever the heat breaks and it's slightly cooler than it was before. And it's something that they will notice. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second day he delayed the time until this time. And until just before, just before asr. And he said, فَأَبْرَدَ بِهَا فَأَنْعَمَ أَنْ يُبْرِدَ بِهَا. Meaning he delayed it late until the coolest time that could possibly be for the dhuhr time. And in the wording, the other wording, by Abu Musa, he says, ثُمَّ أَخَرَ ظُهْرَ حَتَّى كَانَ قَرِيبًا مِنْ وَقْتِ الْعَصْرِ بِالْأَمْسِ. That he delayed the dhuhr time until it's almost the time he prayed asr yesterday. And until close to the very last time. وَصَلَ الْعَصْرِ وَالشَّمْسُ مُرْتَفِعَةٌ أَخَرَهَا فَوْقَ الَّذِي كَانَ. And he prayed the asr whenever the sun was still high, but he delayed it more than he delayed it the day before. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَلَ الْمَغْرِبِ خَبَرَ أَنْ يَغِيبَ الشَّفَقِ. And he prayed the Maghrib on the second day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just before that red in the sky went away. Clarifying that the time for Maghrib is a wide time, just as preceded from the time the sun goes behind the horizon all the way until the Shafiq goes away. That's all the time for Maghrib. So Maghrib is not just one 5-10 minute window, right whenever the sun sets. Rather, the Maghrib, the time is no doubt shorter than the other times, but it is wider than what some may think. So it's from the time the sun goes behind the horizon, the setting of the sun, all the way until the redness in the sky goes away entirely, meaning the darkness has set in. This is from the evidences of that. There are other evidences likewise, but this is very clear. وَصَلَ الْعِشَى بَعْدَمَا ذَهَبَ ثُرُثُ اللَّيْلِ. And he prayed the Isha, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after a third of the night had passed. وَصَلَ الْفَجْرِ فَأَسْفَرَ بِهَا. And then he prayed the Fajr on the second day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَسْفَرَ بِهَا. يعني أدخل الصلاة في وقت الإسفار. يعني whenever the sun is, whenever the daylight is very clear. At Isfar, this time, is whenever the sun is, the sunlight is clear, the daylight is clear, but the sun has not risen. So it's before Shuruq. It's called Ad-Isfar. Ad-Isfar, this time is whenever, for example, in the morning time, whenever the sun still has not risen, sometimes if you go out just before the sun rises, by 10, 15 minutes, even maybe by 20 minutes, you can start seeing outside clearly. The daylight will be seen. A person, he can see around clearly, but the sun still has not risen. The sun still has not begun to rise. That's still time for Fajr. The person who woke up and he prayed Fajr in that time, he prayed Fajr in the right time. Alhamdulillah. Although it's better and more virtuous to pray it in the earliest time, if he prayed it at that time, he's not blameworthy. And there's no sin upon him. So it says, radiallahu anhu, thumma qala ayna as-sa'il? And waqt as-salah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where's the one who's asking? Where's the one asking about the time for the prayer? فَقَالَ رَجُلُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The man, he said, here I am, O Messenger of Allah. صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ. فَقَالَ وَقْتُ صَلَاتِكُمْ بَيْنَ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ. بَيْنَ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ. He said, the time for your prayer is between that which you have seen. So this is clarifying that the prayer has beginning and ending. And these are the beginning and the endings of the time. So there are great benefits here in the fact that a person, sometimes he will teach by telling the people and clarifying for them, and other times he will simply show them. He will simply show them directly. So the Prophet, the man, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't tell him, he said, just wait, pray with us twice, I'll show you directly. And many times to see something and apply it in one's life is better and more profound in learning and comprehending than listening. No doubt listening is from the great means of learning, to listen and to hear a lecture or to hear the information being presented and the likes like this, or dictation, so on and so forth, or in classes or in lectures. But whenever it's applied in front of a person, or even whenever a person applies it with a person, and he's applying it and they're following him in that application, like here, now this is even more profound in learning and establishing the knowledge firmly, and likewise the good understanding. So sometimes a believer, they will do this in teaching the people as well. He will teach it by showing, by speaking, and likewise by showing and application. Also, it has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, which is a very important hadith with regards to those times from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that which has preceded our examples from from Jibreel leading the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show him the times. And then likewise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leading the people in order to show them the times. And now we have narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He clarified yani from his speech that he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waqtu dhuhri idha zalat ash-shams wa kana dhilu rajuli katulihi ma lam tahdhur al-asr, that the time for dhuhr is whenever the sun it leans from the middle of the sky. This is what we discussed. This is mentioning very clearly that the time of dhuhr idha zalat ash-shams, yani whenever the sun rises to the middle of the sky, then it stops for a brief moment, then it moves to the other side, that's called zalat ash-shams, that's the zawal. So that's the time for dhuhr. That's the time for dhuhr. وَكَانَ ذِلُ رَجَلِ كَتُولِهِ, the shade of a man will be the length of him. Will be the length of him. Yani that's whenever it ends. مَا لَمْ تَحْضُرِ الْعَصْرِ, so long as Asr didn't come. وَوَقْتُ الْعَصْرِ مَا لَمْ تَسْفَرِ الشَّمْسِ, and the time for Asr is so long that the shams didn't make the isfirar. Didn't make the isfirar. And تَسْفَرِ الشَّمْسِ, yani that the sun will change colors. The sun when it's coming down again, when it's at the beginning of the Asr time, it's still bright, it's still high in the sky, and it's still bright and clear and shiny. Still bright, clear, shiny, and radiant, and white. But whenever it starts to come closer to the horizon, getting more near to the end of the time, it changes colors. It changes colors. This is called al-isfirar. Yani min al-sufra, which is a type of yellow, and also it's mixed with red. So the sun will change colors. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the time for Asr continues. Ma lam tasfar al-shams, so long as the sun didn't change colors. And in the other narrations mentioning any the shade of a person will be twice its length. Whenever the shade of a person or the shade of an object becomes twice its length. So that's basically at the same time. So here this is a clarification of that. That's the time that it ends. مَا لَمْ تَسْفَرَ الشَّمْسِ. So it's not allowed to delay after that for no reason. It's not allowed to delay after that for no reason. This is the time that it ends. وَوَقْتُ صَلَاتِ الْمَغْرِبِ مَا لَمْ يَغِبِ الشَّفَقِ, and the time for the Maghrib is so long that the Shafiq did not go away. The Shafiq is the red in the sky. Clarifying likewise that the time of Maghrib continues until that redness in the sky goes away. And in some wordings, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was salla, they mentioned about the Prophet was salla al-Maghrib hina wajibat al-shams. Hina wajibat al-shams. That he prayed the Maghrib whenever the sun fell down. And so that's the beginning of the time. This narration is clarifying the end of the time. مَا لَمْ يَغِبِ الشَّفَقِ, so long as the redness in the sky didn't go away. The Maghrib continues after the setting of the sun, so long as the redness in the sky didn't go away. Meaning that when the redness in the sky goes away,
the light is gone.
The Maghrib is finished and the Isha has come. The Maghrib is finished and the Isha has come. وَوَقْتُ صَلَاتِ الْعِشَىٰ إِلَى نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ الْأَوْسَطِ, and the time for the Isha prayer is till the middle of the night. Until the middle of the night. وَوَقْتُ صَلَاتِ الصُّبْحِ مِنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ مَا لَمْ تَطْرُعَ الشَّمْسِ, and the time for the morning prayer is at the rising of the fajr, so long as the sun does not rise. So long as the sun does not rise. فَإِذَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسُ فَأَمْسِكْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّهَا تَطْرُعُ بَيْنَ قَرْنَيِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and if the sun rises, then do not pray. And he refrain from praying. Then refrain from praying because it rises between the two horns of the devil. Between the two horns of the devil. Any meaning that the devil at this time, he will place his head there in this manner. Because there are individuals from those disbelievers who will prostrate before the sun at this time. So he will take advantage of that. And they will be prostrating before him. And it is he that orders these affairs. So this narration likewise is very important with regards to the clarification of those times. The second narration is Sahih Muslim by Abdullah ibn Amr likewise radiallahu anhumah. This one is clarifying the end of those times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إِذَا صَلَيْتُمُ الْفَجْرَ فَإِنَّهُ وَقْتٌ إِلَى أَنْ يَطْلُعَ قَرْنُ الشَّمْسِ الْأَوَّلِ." That if you prayed the Fajr, and we've seen the time that it begins, then indeed the time continues until the horn of the first horn of the sun rises, meaning until the peak of the disk of the sun hits the horizon. At this time, the Fajr ends. At this time, the Fajr ends. This is the evidence for this. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ إِذَا صَلَيْتُمُ الظُّهْرَ فَإِنُّهُ وَقْتٌ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَحْضُرَ الْعَصْرِ. And then if you pray the dhuhr, then indeed the time continues until the asr comes. Until the asr comes. clarifying likewise that whenever one prayer ends, the other one begins. So the waqt, the time for Dhuhr, it continues until the time of Asr comes. And we have seen from the other narrations how to identify this. How to identify this. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا صَلَيْتُمُ الْأَصْرَ فَإِنُّهُ وَقْتٌ إِلَىٰ أَن تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسِ. And then if you have prayed the Asr, then indeed the time continues. The time continues until the sun changes colors. Until the sun, any isfirar al-shams, any taghayyur, lawn al-shams, whenever the sun begins to change colors in the sky. And again, this time is approximately the same time whenever the shade of an object will become twice its length. These two times are very close. And these two times are very close. And so this is the case. And this is the evidence that the time ends. The time for Asr ends. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you pray the Asr, then indeed it is the time. That meaning the time continues until the sun changes colors. Meaning at that time the Asr ends. Meaning the al-waqt al-ikhtiyari, the proper time to pray. The time after that is not allowed. So this is something important. Some people, they'll delay. They're busy about their day and they have really no true excuse other than the fact that they're showing preference to the dunya over the deen, and they'll delay the prayer until 30 minutes before Maghrib or 45 minutes, even an hour. This is getting very close in that time whenever the sun is starting to lean and it's clearly changing colors in the sky and it's preparing to go down. Yani at this time, and it doesn't, this time the sun is not on the horizon. If the sun gets on the horizon, it's even more severe. It's even most of it is before this. It's before this whenever the sun is still in the sky. It's still in the sky, but it began to change colors. It began to change a yellowish and a red color, and it's coming down now, going on its way. At this time, it's not allowed to pray. It's not allowed to delay the prayer on purpose to that time, without an excuse. And the one who did that, he's sinning. But he still has to pray. And if he prayed his prayers correct, along with the fact that he's sinning, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But as for the one who has a need, then he could pray at that time, and his prayer is excused. We discuss those details, inshallah, in the class to come. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا صَلَيْتُمُ الْمَغْرِبَ فَإِنَّهُ وَقْتُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَسْقُطَ الشَّفَقُ. And if you prayed the Maghrib, then indeed the time continues until the redness in the sky falls. And it goes beyond the horizon. Goes beyond the horizon. So this is again emphasizing that the time of Maghrib there's a distance between it. It's not right away. And so sometimes we might emphasize these affairs because there are differences of opinion, or there are people of knowledge who said, for example, that the time of Maghrib is only long enough to make wudu and to pray two rak'ah and to make Maghrib. The time of Maghrib, that's it. It's only long enough to make wudu and pray Maghrib. And you pray two rak'ah and pray Maghrib. That's the time of Maghrib. After that, the time of Maghrib is finished. Some of the people of knowledge have mentioned. So we emphasize this affair to clarify that these narrations clearly mentioned that that's not correct, and what is correct is that time continues until the redness in the sky goes away. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُمُ الْعِشَاءَ فَإِنَّهُ وَقْتٌ إِلَى نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَى نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ. And then if you prayed the Isha, then indeed it is time. It is time. The time continues until the middle of the night. Until the middle of the night. So these are some of the most important evidences with regards to identifying those specific times. And there are many other narrations likewise clarifying those times, and inshallah in our class to come we will discuss the time of each one of them in detail, the Dhuhr and the Asr and the Maghrib and the Isha and the Fajr, and each one of them in detail to identify those times and to know them, and the time that is allowed and the time that is not allowed bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, so that a believer, he can establish the prayer upon insight, and he will know those times upon insight, and he will be able to preserve and maintain the prayer. And this is from the greatest attributes of those righteous and upright believers, is that they make muhafala ala salat, that they maintain their prayer, meaning they maintain it in its proper time. That's from the greatest conditions that they maintain from truly establishing the prayer, what Allah, he mentioned in his book, wa aqimu salat, and establish their prayer. And then those who are praiseworthy and high in rank with Allah, وَمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةِ, and those who establish the prayer. From the greatest aspect of that is establishing it in these times, in the proper times, knowing the time that it should be performed in, and performing it in that time, along with the rest of the conditions and requirements, and the rest of the pillars and obligations and sunan and the likes like this. But this is here from the most important of that. Just like the tahara as well, was from the most important of those conditions, the issue of the time likewise is very is very important, and likewise it's very beneficial to have knowledge of this affair. To have knowledge of this affair. So inshallah, in the class to come, we take these details bi-idhnillahi ta'ala and some other issues related to the time of the prayer. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.